Welcome to the Monday Nooners Senior Hockey Top 10 show for this week. Of course, our senior hockey show, like all the other shows, brought to you by the King of Trucks, Mainline GM, and Mainline Chrysler in Rosetown, Saskatchewan. Fellas, we're back for another General Well Servicing Senior Hockey Top 10. And I hear we got some news on what's going on out there at the King of Trucks, the KOT.
Are they getting things done here in December? The Dodge store alone, 20% off new Ram 1500 classics, up to 15 grand off new Ram 1500s, new body style, $1,000 bonus cash deals on new. And Giftmas tree, buy a vehicle, pick a gift from under the tree. And if you want, Scotty will get under that tree and take a picture for us if we really need to see the gifts that are really under there.
He's all about the angles, old Scotty too hottie. That's the Chrysler store. On the GM side of things, we actually were recording the show on Monday. Our plan, if all goes according to plan, is to release this show on Wednesday, which just so happens to be the first day of the 12 days of Christmas at the GM side. They've got 12 vehicles, new and used, and an unbeatable deal revealed every day from the 7th of December right up until the 21st. So every day it's a new deal. They've also got employee pricing on tires. So get your winter tires on there at the King of Trucks. They've got storage for season changeovers, free wheel alignment inspection with seasonal changeover, free one-year tire warranty when you purchase a set of four. They've got another thing going on we should mention real quickly. Pack the pickup. They're doing a non-perishable food item donation. I think you get 10% off if you make a donation of parts service.
Yeah, that's a great initiative for the Rosetown and District Food Bank. So even if you're just going to kick some tires, maybe you're going for a coffee to visit the guys, take a non-perishable food item. Now, here's a question off the hop of the senior hockey show. I'm going through there, right, in a couple weeks. What do you think they run there for coffee at those stores? Do they run the powdered creamer? Do they have real creamer? And do they have the cube little blocks of sugar? I'm going to throw it to you first, Brandon. What do you think?
I think that they got the powder, but I think in Scotty's office, he's got some French vanilla creamer that if you're friends with Scotty or if you buy a vehicle, he'll let you in. He might even have the last mountain cream this time of the year or one of those liqueurs in his fridge.
Out on the main deck there, if you're just in there meandering around, he's going to have the powder and the sugar cubes. And once you start talking turkeys, pulling out the 18% little packs that are in his fridge in his office. And once the deal's almost done, maybe even some Last Mountain brings out a little look in the jug there and gets you sealed up. Maybe a little Van Hoot. Hey, yeah. Van Hoot, however you say that.
Yeah. They're buzzing. Nothing worse than going for a coffee somewhere and you just need that coffee. And they're like, oh, I got some creamer here and it's the flavored stuff, which I love. And then they pull it out and they go, ooh, expired October 1st, though. It's like, damn it. How far is the grocery store? No, it's just a good on the guys and girls at the King of Trucks in Rosetown, Saskatchewan. And this pod, like I always say, doesn't happen without them and the rest of our sponsors.
Yeah, and of course, coming up on this show, we'll have a new General Well Servicing Senior Hockey Top 10 brought to you by the guys and girls out in Carnduff that are doing rig moves and working the oil field. I'm not a big oil field. I don't know the specifics of what they do, but they service wells and hire a lot of people and pay good money. So if you're looking for a gig, check out General Well Servicing. Does anybody have the top 10 from last week? Why don't we start there just to kick things off here on the program?
Yeah, Boz, let's fire that up. We'll rip through this real quick. Last week at number 10 was Willow Cree. Number 9 was Langenberg. Number 8 was Wainwright. 7 was Grenfell. 6, Davidson. 5, Wadena. 4, Belcaris. 3, Wynyard.
Yard.
2 was Kindersley. Number 1, I think they've been there just about the whole year, if not the whole year, since we've started. Keniston, Dublis.
Had a message from a guy from Wynyard, and he said, fellas, it's Wynyard, not Wynyard. So apparently I've upset people out there. I do remember, though, my first day on air at 620 CKRM in Regina, somebody told me it is Wynyard. Get it right. It's Wynyard. So I've been saying that ever since
you're born in.
Now people from Wynyard are messaging saying, buddy, get your shit together. So I don't know. I don't know what we're going with, but I think I'm going to go with Wynyard on this show. The
millennials like the yard.
I'm going from now on. I'm going to Wynyard. Go with an H, a rolling H.
That's one of the many Monarch teams around the province. I actually had a good laugh when I saw Belter's Div 3 league. Belter, do you have any info on your Div 3 leagues? I think we should start there if you got anything.
Well, you know what we'll start with is I'm going to mention these guys because these guys are not going to be in our top 10 this year, maybe ever. So we'll give them a little plug here. The Maple Creek Hawks, the only thing they got going for them is they have the stinkiest bathroom at that Esso on the number one highway that has ever been. It is unbelievable. It peels your eyelids back. I had to stop there for a leak on the way to Calgary this weekend for the girls' tourney, and it was bad. So, Senior Hawks, that's all you got going for you.
I thought you were going to say you pulled in there for a Van Hoot. But
Van Hoot? Van Hoot is right.
So, wait.
There you go.
You got something, Barney? Because I got something on Maple Creek.
That bathroom does have the stinkiest bathroom in Western Canada. Spring tournament about 7 years ago, Chad Reach, Mike Tomchuk, and the three boys, and we're in there, and Roman's got to go to the bathroom, and Roman takes the longest dumps in the history. So they're in there, and I said, boys, you might as well get outside because this is gonna be a while. Sure enough, like 25 minutes he's in there, he comes out. I'm like, hold it, it stunk in there. How did you stay in there that long? I didn't think it was that bad. I'm like, it is the stinkiest bathroom known to man. Technically, it's not in Maple Creek too, right?
Hey, something good happened in Maple Creek on the weekend. While we're talking about them and Belter gets his notes up, I want to give a Player of the Week nomination just kind of as we roll here. Jordan Forsyth from the Maple Creek Senior Hawks. His child was born at 8 a.m. Laced him up that night against the Leader Flyers 8 p.m. So 12 hours later, he's out there buzzing around for the Hawks. Not sure how they made out, but kudos to that guy.
That is awesome. Yeah, well, you guys want to start? We'll go Div 3 style down deep, the Nauticue. Gravelberg, I don't know what's going on down there, but they're playing not bad. Either they're playing not bad or Avonlea just absolutely sucks, but they got pumped on Friday, 8-0. Team Moose Jaw took down Team Woolworth 12-6 on Friday. And then the lone game on Saturday, Gravelberg again defeats Avonlea, but they actually got a goal. Team Hodgeville, the old Huskies, they've been down, they've been on a heater down Guslin, down in Vegas.
The whole
squad's down there on a dirty heater. So they're 2-2, playing 50%, saving it all for the playoffs, they say. So it's all I got from the Nauticue. A few games.
They're going to come back playing guilty on a number of fronts.
So on a number of fronts, for sure. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. And you'll see Friday night they're playing Avonlea. Avonlea is 0-4 if Hodgeville loses to them on Friday.
So, Avon, you mentioned they lost 8-0 in the Hornet's Nest
in
Gravelberg, Avonlea. And then they lost 4-3 at home. So they almost got it done. They almost got their first win. Second half of a back-to-back there on Saturday. So
they like playing at home. We move. You guys want to move down to the White Mud? Etonia, they got a decent squad this year. It would have been a good game to watch down in Etonia. 13-9. They took down the Greyhounds from Gull Lake. And then Maple Creek again. The leader stopped in there, probably had to take a piss in that bathroom and killed half their team and took them down 4-0. Big shutout there Friday night. Saturday, leader took down Frontier 6-2 in Frontier. And the Maple Creek again, another win on Saturday. You're asking about it, Paws. 6-5 win in Maple Creek over the Cabri Bulldogs.
Okay, so a couple things here. That one game was the Flyers versus the Flyers.
Yeah.
There's two teams in the league with the same namesake. It's like the CFL back in the early years, the Rough Riders. But I thought that was interesting. Couldn't come up with a different name. I guess both those teams have been the Flyers for a while. The other thing is Player of the Week nomination for Taylan Solveberg with the Etonia Huskies. This kid looks like he's like 15, no facial hair. Rookie year, What was the score in the Etonia game? You still got it up there, Belts, Friday night?
Score in the Etonia game was 13-9.
6 goals and 2 assists in that game. His rookie season. Boys say he's also good at filling up the water bottles. So not only is he getting 8 points, he's serving his rookie duties by filling up the jugs for the fellas. Yeah. So
they're 3-0. He can't even drink 0-16s yet legally, but there you go. There you have it.
All right, let's stay Div 3, the Northern Div 3 League, the Sask Prairie. Things are firing there now. The Battleford Beaver Blues are a nice, tidy 5-0. They beat Neilburg 6-2 on the weekend. Radisson, hey, plug to Radisson. Nice jerseys and shells look really nice. Saw a picture there. They dumped Glaslyn 6-2. Meota 7-3 over Maidstone. Maidstone also lost to Glaslyn 5-4. Turtleford 7-5 over Neilburg. And Battleford, they said they're undefeated. They beat up on last Friday, Radisson 8-3.
Yeah, Meota got their first game in. Battleford's 5-0. Meota's 1-0. Both got perfect records. So I remember the preseason show. We said Battleford, Turtleford, and Meota would be the three teams looking that way. So I heard some rumors of some drama in this league. I don't know if drama is the right word, but sounds like Neilburg, and I actually talked to a guy in Neilburg, not about this alleged drama, but he said, we're kind of just finding our way. He said, I'll guarantee you one thing. Nobody is going to out-physical us.
Oh.
Is what he said.
Bold
so
bold statement, Cotton.
Got a message from an anonymous, or a, wants to say anonymous source, I guess I'll say. Sounds like Neilburg's running around, maybe even trying to hurt guys and not answering the bell. Number 10 specifically turtled in both games this weekend after getting guys to drop the gloves, drawing suspensions against Turtleford player and Battleford player. Sources are some players and people from the other towns, basically. Who, yeah.
Who's number 10? We got to know now.
No, I you know what? We're getting some info from people and we really appreciate it. They never want names mentioned.
The hot take.
Yeah, never. So yeah, keep DMing us.
The guy in question, number 10, is actually Neilburg's leading scorer, Carter Camage. Four games, 40 pims, 7 points.
So is he has to be scrapping if he's got
all
40 pims.
Over the score sheet. All over the score sheet. So that's just what I heard, that apparently doing Neilburg is trying to out physical. And I will say a guy from there told me that's our, he said, we're trying to find our way in this league. It's our first year in this league. We're not really sure. We'll, you know, we're just kind of getting accustomed to it, but that's what I heard out of the, Sask Prairie. So there's some insight for you. That's also the guy who did the skate beer and then deleted the tweet. He's from Neilburg as well. We got a tweet of a guy chugging a beer out of his dirty skate and then, deleted it.
So.
Things out in Neilburg, just, you never know what could
different
happen.
Out there. Different
like Wynyard, just a different breed.
Different breed.
Sask Alta, for all the Sask Alta listeners up there, Wainwright's still the class of the league right now. 6-0, St. Walburg, 6-1. What do we got from that league? Like Wainwright, Kid Scotty, hey, big up to you, Kid Scotty, for standing in there. 16-2. That's a senior hockey score right there. Saturday, Lashburn, 13-0 on Kid Scotty. So keep your heads up. Go play some shuffleboard at the Kid Scotty tavern there. Have a paralyzer.
Couple paralyzers.
Who hasn't? Yeah. That's a good spot.
Hey, we like this Wainwright Dewberry game last week. And it was a Saturday, 5-2 Wainwright.
Yeah, they got it done. They answered the bell. So they're 6-0, like you mentioned. I think Hillmond has dropped a couple recently. I think they were 3-1. I guess they're 3-2 now. So a loss for the Hitmen. A game I look forward to this Saturday. Wainwright heads into Paradise Hill. The pesky Hawks of last year, I think they're 3-2-1 this year. So not exactly the start, but that's going to be my... upset of the week.
Oh, wow.
I'm throwing a dart at the board. First upset in the Sask Alta. Wainwright's going to lose their first game in Paradise Hill Saturday night.
How far is Wainwright from Paradise Hill?
I don't know. A couple hundred K probably.
Well, it could happen then. That's a hike. It's a senior hockey hike.
excellent tie-in belts. Excellent tie-in. I want to move on to the white or the Wheatland Hockey League, where the Crake Warriors just finished a 2-2 in Hudson Bay. Yeah. I don't have it in front of me, but I think the round, I think the one-way trip was 480 kilometers.
Something like that, yeah.
There's a lot to unpack here.
That's a mile.
From that weekend. 458 one-way kilometers for the fellas. Spend a night up in Hudson Bay. Closed down two local establishments. Got two wins. But the best thing about Craig's two wins, I think the first one was 4-3. In OT, so close game.
Yep.
On Saturday night. Then they tweet out, Sunday scaries. Warriors play at Two Bells, 500K from home in Hudson Bay after closing down two establishments last night. Also starting an emergency backup who we found slapping tees, VLTs. No joke. Trust the process. This is senior men's. So I don't know what happened to Craig's goalie, but they found an e-bug at the VLTs on Saturday night. He suited up. He got the start, I believe. And then their follow-up tweet after the game was, if you find a guy playing $3.50 on the middle line of a corner VLT at the Railway Ave Bar on a fine Saturday in Hudson Bay, you start that man in net the following afternoon. They put this guy in net, VLT guy, and I think they won like 8-0. I don't have it in front of me, but yeah, I just
got an SO. Unbelievable.
I don't know if that's right. I'll double check that score, but he played and he got the win regardless. Was 9-2. 9-2 for the e-bug.
Wow. Unbelievable. That's a really cool story.
Crazy. All right. Next league, let's go to the Sask Valley Hockey League. Div 2. I'm going with now. A little Div 2 action in the Valley. Keniston,
number Champions 19. League. You got to give him some respect.
Team in the province. The big games last week for Keniston, they had Dinsmore in for a test and 13-7. Man, that's a lot of goals being scored. And then the next night, they had Eston, the Pretenders, in a little closer, 10-6. But again, a lot of goals scored on Keniston.
They seem to have some trouble. They're good at the shootouts, you know, like the back and forth, high flying. But it makes me wonder, you know, what they'll be like when they get up against the stiffest of competition. I guess they got it done last year in provincials. But yeah, it makes me wonder. I think they need to lock things down a little bit. 13 goals against on the weekend. Not great. Although their goalie did lose his bag on the side of the road. So I don't know if he had to put on other equipment or what the deal is there.
They still haven't found it.
Still looking for this goalie gear.
We'll chuck in a noon or two. Give it back. We'll give you a noon or two.
I wonder if it was the starting goalie or. Yeah, they said they'd throw in some 0-16s or whoever leads to the finding
recovery.
How does that goalie bag go flying out of the back of a truck? Like, how high was that riding? Those things are heavy.
Must have been. I bet you was sitting on the top. Like a guy had probably big double dual stacks out the back. It was sitting on top of a welder. Hey, big truck welder. And it just rolled out for sure. Big corner, a little icy. And then the tires caught, little shake, boom, went off the side. That's what happened for sure.
On the road to Eston, goalie bag jump out of truck a few kilometers east of Highway 15 and 19. Someone picked it up
turn.
Before we could
big
get
big curve,
back.
Boys, I'm telling you.
Check the Kijiji listings near you. If you see some Blizz hockey bag,
the Blizz.
Report to your local authorities.
One other note from the Valley, Kyle. We're watching them. They were an honorable mention last week. 11-1 over Delisle and then 10-4 over the Outlook Ice Hawk. So Kyle keeps rolling and a tidy little 21 goals on the weekend.
Wow.
Yeah, they're looking pretty strong as well. Seems to be Keniston, Kyle, and then kind of a mid-tier. No signings. Nobody from Eston signing any professional hockey contracts over the last 7 days. So there's your update on that. Couple of Keniston performances. Just want to throw in these player of the weeks as we go so we don't have to do them all at the end. Jamin Jakubowski had 5 points against Dinsmore and 5 points against Eston. Apparently he had a nice back bar and in that they didn't count. So he should have had 5 goals allegedly that night, but a 10-point weekend. Jordan Tkach had 2 goals, 2 assists, and 3 goals, 2 assists. So that's 9 points for DeBlizz on the weekend as well. Those guys leading the Valley by quite a few points.
Let's go over to the Sask East Hockey League, and there was a full slate of games last weekend, and so far a class of the league there. The Langenberg Moskalukes, another couple of wins on the weekend, or they're still undefeated, sorry.
They lost a game early in the year in overtime. I think it was 10-9, and haven't lost since. It was a crazy game they lost in a shootout, I think 10-9. But yeah, Theodore was 2-0 on the weekend. The big game, though, like you mentioned, Saturday night, Langenberg played Rokenville. Obviously, geography puts these two teams as rivals, just being close to each other. It's the first time they've played in 4 years since Langenberg's just back after a few years off. So Langenberg goes into Rock City, 5-0 win.
Ooh.
Riley Zimmer, player of the week candidate, had 2-2. And Theo Toma got the shutout. So a pretty big deal to roll into Rock City and leave with a shout out. That's awesome. Another team I want to give a plug to, Ituna. Back-to-back wins for the Avalanche. Not only do they like to party, but they won one game last year, 1-11. This year, they're 3-2. So trending in the right direction in Ituna. Some respect for those guys. That's all I got for the Saskies myself. If you guys got anything else?
Let's go down to the Big Sexy. What's the update in Oxbow? I have a note here from our producer to ask you about the Oxbow update.
Apparently, they aren't losing their wins.
Oh.
I had done a 10-minute spiel about how they were losing their wins because they had too many elites.
We've had to reverse course on this twice this year now. We've been wrong. Nobody loses anything anymore. You can do whatever you want.
They were in the wrong. Yep. But from what I understand, in order to file a complaint or a protest, it has to be within a certain window of time from when the game happened.
Statute of limitations or statute of limitations?
Which kind of seems like, I don't know if I necessarily agree with that. Like, if you broke the rules, you broke the rules. But I heard that there was a time limit that wasn't fulfilled, so they're not losing their wins. But I did hear that they have one too many elites. They can keep the extra guy until January 10th, and then they have to eliminate one guy from the roster. So tryouts, I guess, over the next month for the Oxbow elites, if you want to put it that way. So they didn't lose. They didn't lose their wins. And then I think they had a bizarre weekend. They lost 8-1 in Redvers on Friday, and then they went and beat Carnduff 5-2 on the road on Saturday. So
elites weren't there Friday.
Must have had no elites Friday.
Wedding dance.
That's weird. Mydale, they lost to the Oil Kings in Kipling 8-7, and then hammered up on Wawota 11-2. So the Mustangs scoring some goals, getting a lot of second assists.
Good job, boys.
They had they picked up a guy. I think his name is Taylor Thompson. He played pro a couple years ago, semi-pro, won RBC Cup, Don Chesney, not a big deal. Taylor Thompson, 3 goals, 9 assists in 2 games. So 12-point weekend. It was his first weekend playing in the Big Sexy this year. This is first games of the year, 12 points. So a nice start for him.
Absolutely.
Devin Johnson had 8 points for Mydale. So Mydale's buzzing.
Yeah.
Ahead of their wins from last year as well. Happy for those guys.
You got to lose before you got to learn to win, boys. Hey, that's what they did last year. Evolution.
Big game is Friday. Oxbow and Mooseman. Anybody in Mooseman?
The Rangers.
Mike Sheen or Schwain Arena? That's where it's going down. And we got to talk about that Mooseman guy next week. We'll save it for next week. They got their alumni weekend coming up. This Mike guy is the guy who emails us. He's actually the rec director in Mooseman. He's been doing it for 30-some years. The rink is named after him. That's how much of an impact he's had on the old town of Mooseman. So active rec director, he'll be listening. We'll give your event and a plug on next week's show. We'll get into more details.
Hey, Shink, why don't you take us over to Div 1A?
The Long Lake Hockey League.
Yeah.
The Super League. Yeah, there was a lot going on there. And they're playing, it's interesting, they're playing a lot of weekday games. So like you said, we're going to try and release this on Wednesday. And there is a game coming up in that one, a couple of games. Tuesday, Drake and Foam Lake go at it. So, you know, we recorded before that, obviously. And then Wednesday, Davidson and Watrous. But on the weekend, I kind of feel like the guys that bought Amazon stock when yep. Amazon used to sell books only.
Yeah.
If you remember that back in the day, and the guy's yep. like, why are you buying stock in Amazon? And now you're laughing and everyone's, you know, because I like Davidson. You know, 3 weeks ago, I said, hey, let's watch out for these Cyclones. A little bit of inside information. The Cyclones, again, 8-5 over Foam Lake. That was on Friday night. And we had boots on the ground at that game as well. Davidson's legit. And then they shaded the Wadena Wildcats 6-5. And I think that one got a little testy. Someone sent us a video.
Looks like there's a match penalty at the end of the game. I think the thing about that game that impresses me about the Clones, as they call themselves, they were trailing 5-4. Scored with 4.5 minutes left to tie it, and then scored with 7 seconds left to win in regulation. So excellent comeback for Davidson, down by one going into the third. Some big performances on both sides. I know Shane Seschuk, Nathan Allen, both had 4 points for Wadena on 5 goals, and then Eli Lichtenwald had 4 points, and Reese Dino, I think is how you say it. Hope how you say it. He had 3 points as well. So sounds like he's lighting it up for the Clones. I've seen a few people mention him, but this league is just, I don't know. Like I feel like we can go back and forth all year with Wynyard, Wadena, Davidson, Drake's going to be around. Like we're going to go back and forth and it's going to change every weekend, but it's going to come down to like some really awesome playoff hockey in a couple months.
It's too bad there's not a Facebook live feed or even a live barn for that matter for Wednesday night to watch this Leroy Wadena game, because we know what happened in game one of the season. And also this weekend, another one to watch, Wadena and Drake in Wadena go at it Friday night. Foam Lake and Davidson, they play Saturday. And then Drake and Leroy, the Meat Mafia, taking on the Braves at home. So the full length leather coats will be in attendance.
It's weird. Like Foam Lake has one win. So does Drake. They were in the final last year. So it's a lot to unpack. This is definitely the best league in the province. I don't think it's particularly close on any given night. Anybody, most of the teams could win. So
it would be great. You know, we've talked about it so many times to have that tournament of champions or some sort of tournament where we really see who's who, but it just gets so crazy at the end of the year and, you know, teams are playing back-to-back nights, league and all that, but it's too bad there wasn't a huge backer of money, big bag of money to get these teams playing. I'd also like to see for the Monday Nooner, you know what we don't have on the Monday Nooner, and it's as crazy as, you know, some of the coffee that some of these places serve. We don't have a farm implement dealer on the pod. And someone asked me that the other day. They're like, how don't you guys have, you know, green, blue, red, whatever the colors are. I'm not farm guy. Sorry. Big winter.
Somebody.
Maybe that's why we don't have a farm implement sponsor.
But you still ride tractors or combines.
Big tractor guy.
Yeah.
Big tractor.
Yeah, I don't know. What's have to give old, what's his nuts there from Davidson a call. Works for the John Deere dealership. Western Sales. Wilmsy. Give us a call. Phone line's always open. Take requests.
What happened to down at the Coppell Valley? Basically, like Div 1C.
Good league. Yeah, good league. Your boys, right? Gubba's guys out in Balcarres, still undefeated. 6-0-0. Always a good reg season team, but they've been impressive. I've had some boots on ground for some of their games. Grenfell's looking good. They got one loss and it was a really close 1-0 loss. It's the only game Grenfell's dropped is a 1-0 game when the goalie for Belcarra stood on his head. But Grenfell beat Bethune 12-4 on Sunday, played in Melville, which will be a home game because Grenfell's still getting things sorted out with the rink. Grenfell also beat Lumsden 6-3 on Saturday, so a couple wins for the Spitwagons. Valcaris, like I mentioned, undefeated. They beat Seldy 9-6 on Saturday. My boys in Odessa Vibank dropped a game after we kind of hyped them up again, 6-4 Friday. So Lumsden splits their weekend. The other game saw the Milestone Flyer Ranger jerseys, which we haven't talked about this year, but still confuses the hell out of me. Tweet from Sean Steffen reminded me of their tarps. They beat Bethune 6-2 on Friday. So only one game this past weekend for the Flyer Ranger jerseys, and some good ones coming up this weekend for sure. I know I got my eye on Odessa at Grenfell. I think it's in Grenfell, guys. Saturday night, rink's hopefully going to be ready. Ice plant's going to be up and buzzing.
Wow. And QVHL, the Valley. I got some Player of the Week nominations, fellas. Bernie. Bernhardt, 9 points, two games. Corey Kozlowski also had 4-goal night against Southie. Out in Grenfell, Kale Haylock or Halleck, however you want to say that. 3 goals, 2 helpers Sunday versus Bethune. And also Jaden Isaac had 3 goals, 1 helper Saturday versus Lumsden. And our boy, Kevin DeFore over at Lumsden, 4 goals in a win over Odessa.
2-4, do four. Bernie moved into third on the league scoring race. Didn't hear much from him early in the year. He's kind of quiet. Had a 3-game stretch where he had 2 points and then just 5 and then 4. So Bernie's starting to get some spring. Must have been all the ball hockey he played this summer, keeping him good shape.
Up to the Northern Working Man's League, the Twin Rivers Hockey League, and still in first place, undefeated, the Willow Cree Chiefs. Heck of a game Friday. They're calling it the no handshake game. Willow Cree 4-2 over the Birch Hills Bamfords. We had a number of messages there talking about sportsmen, giving us a lesson in sportsmanship.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, chip in.
I wasn't really listening. I was doing some prep here, but sounds like only 3 of the Birch Hills boys shook hands. Got to be more to that story.
They just left. They just left.
There was a tweet. There's a tweet from a guy who's at the games like, hey, defending league champs, have some class. So I don't know what led to the shenanigans to not shake mitts. Maybe COVID, maybe the COVID protocol. I'm not sure, but yeah.
Buzzing. And I was thinking this Dalmany Sabres team that, you know, they, when they play Willow Cree, I don't think they played yet. They're going to be something to watch. They double up Clavette 6-3 on Friday. And then I don't know if they go lay an egg or what happens on Saturday, but Dalmany, they lose 6-1 to Waldheim when Waldheim's 2-3, 2-3-1.
Hung titties. Hung titties.
Yeah. That's not good. But Willow Cree still the class there.
Speaking of that, apparently a friend of mine is in the officiating side of things, and he said that the barristers and solicitors had a nice cold 15-pack for the crew working the game. He said, nice. I don't know if they're just looking to get some new clients if a ref gets a DUI after the game, but obviously that was a joke. Don't encourage that. Get home safely, no matter how you get there. But yeah, they said it was nice to have some 016s after the game for the crew working it.
And quickly in Manitoba, we got to give a plug for the Manitoba listeners. El Duchesne in that league, still first place. They're 7-1. St. Anne 6-1. But Portage sitting in third, they've only played 6 games. They're the undefeated team in the Manitoba League. And Fraser Meyerlies, sorry, I'm going to butcher your name, but I apologize. He's the leading scorer there, 18 points out in Manitoba.
Hey, one more league we haven't talked about, the Sask West, home of the number 2 team last week in the Kindersley Senior Clippers. It was a pretty light weekend out in the old West. Unity Miners had 2 home games. Unfortunately, they came out on the wrong side of both. Still looking for the first one of the year. Thought they were going to get it Saturday night. They were up 3-1 on Edam after 2. Edam scores 2 in the third to force OT. OT doesn't solve anything, so they go to a shootout. 6 shooters, 3 aside. Edam's Jordan Francou, the only goal scorer, getting one past Ryan Rewerts, who played well for Unity that night. So Edam gets the win. Edam remains undefeated. They're 3-0. Obviously, there's another undefeated team in the Kindersley Senior Clippers. So Edam, a team to watch out for. Sunday afternoon, a little tougher for Unity. They lost 6-1 in Wilkie. Newcomer Ryan Keller had 4 points for the Outlaws. Curtis Sander turned away 21 of 22 in net. And yeah, a couple other games on the weekend. Wilkie played Corrobert on Friday. 12-3 was the final score. Blake Young, 6-point night for the Outlaws. He was the Sask West Player of the Week. I know they do their weekly award for the Player of the Week. And one more game Sunday afternoon. Kindersley rolls into Bigger to take on the Nats at the old Jube, the Jubilee in Bigger. And the Drzezinskis lit it up again. But I want to give a rare shout out to the losing goalie for the Bigger Nationals, a guy I've known since I was a kid. Grew up in the same kind of area, Tramping Lake kid, Kyle Laternis. He's played 2 senior games since 2014-15. He's a goalie. Last year, he had to jump in, play against Kindersley, probably got lit up. He jumped in Sunday afternoon against the number one team in the league, number two team in the province last week. He had a knee surgery in October, so he's coming off a knee surgery. He's got to go get a
guy.
Got to go get another one on his other knee. He said his wife is ready to sell his equipment. But I think we should give him an honorable mention for Player of the Week for just getting in the pipes against one of the top teams in the province.
Absolutely.
I might even take him a shirt when I'm home for Christmas. Just
Boz's buddy that he's known since he was knee-high to a grasshopper.
Yeah. So anytime a guy who plays mainly rec steps in a net in a senior hockey game, it's you got to respect it. So
100.
Those Last Mountain Distillery Player of the Week tarps, super sharp. Always support Last Mountain Distillery whenever you have the option, please, especially the cherry whiskey. Send us a tweet over the holiday season if you're enjoying. So thanks to Last Mountain for sponsoring those. Who is the Player of the Week this week?
You know, we mentioned a lot of them. A couple I didn't get to that maybe you guys will like, although we have, I think, had a few in this league already. Big Six, John Gaudette had 9 points and Ben Johnson had 8 points in a 14-0 win for Carlisle. So, I mean, the team scored 14, but anytime a guy is putting up 9 points himself, it's worthy of some accolades. What about the goalie we mentioned who had a shutout? I would go with that guy, but we just gave his teammate one a couple weeks ago, too. There's a goalie for Langenberg who shut out Rokenville.
Let's go up north. Willow Cree's goalie. He's got them bouncing. They're undefeated. He had 37 saves, only let in 2 in that big clash against the Birch Hills Bamfords. Nathan Dancy. He's the guy right now. Willow Cree, Chiefs goalie up north.
Nathan.
I like those guys. 6-0, didn't have a team last year. Hey, we got to quickly. Has anybody seen anything else on this new Northwest Sask Senior League?
Oh, they're gonna
apparently get they start games this Wednesday. Cannot find anything anywhere.
Is this sanctioned?
On the sports cage, we talked about it, how it's in. I'm labeling it the Winter Tire League. Like, that thing is way up north. There's a lot of grid roads. It's going to be a lot of sketchy roads up there. Don't want the vehicle breaking down on some of those trips. Interesting, though. It starts this Wednesday.
Well, that's what they say, but I just found a post on Facebook from Friday, December 2nd, which might be the day that this kind of came out, from the Ile Lacrosse Community Events page. North Saskatchewan Senior Hockey League, call out for imports. Call Mike if you're interested in playing in this league. 306-833-2004. Please share. So they said they were going to have their schedule out by now, but apparently they're still kind of looking for players. But what we know, and we mentioned this on the sports cage, the Ile Lacrosse Islanders, Patanuak, I'm sorry, Patanuak Pats, Buffalo Jets, Birch Narrows Blazers, Buffalo River Red Chiefs, Canoe Lake YG, whatever that stands for, Young Guns maybe, and the Lalosh Bobcats. So, yeah, you must play for your home community is the rule. Teachers, healthcare workers, RCMP, or business professionals living in the community can play for the community you're working in. Former residents living in cities can play for your home community. Imports. Players from communities not entered can play for a team only through a draft lottery.
Oh.
You must play for that team that you're drafted by. So basically, you got to throw your name in a hat. You don't know where you're going to. Can you imagine? Like, I'm not going to lacrosse.
Just if you have a joke pick.
Brandon Basler. I hope this gets off the ground.
Yeah.
It seems a little bit confusing and a lot to figure out for the middle of December. Like, I'm not being critical, but it seems a little bit late to just be putting rosters together. It's just my opinion. I hope it happens. I want to print the shirts. 13 leagues. Let's go.
I spent 2 weeks up in Patchinac when I was a kid. It's beautiful up there in the summer. But get this. If you're an import, Illacrosse is looking for imports. They ain't going to get many out of Saskatoon. That's for sure. It's 446 kilometers.
They're all looking for imports, but you don't know who you're going to play for until you get drafted. You
fly in. Take the chopper.
Who did you get drafted by? Oh, I got drafted by now.
That's Eric Lindros style.
kind of a cool route. Okay, so we got player of the week. Dan, what's the game of the week for Ritchie Brothers Auctioneers? Big auction this week.
Yeah, it already happened likely when the show comes out. But yeah, had a really big auction up in Saskatoon. It was the first live auction since I started with the company 2 years ago. So it was exciting for sure. Some games to keep an eye on. Friday night, Kyle Elks visit the Eston Pretenders at the AGT Center in Eston. I think that's a matchup of the number 2 and number 3 teams in the Sask Valley. That's one I've got my eye on. That's a big one for me. A lot of the other leagues I'm looking at, they don't have a lot of top teams going against each other.
I don't mind in the Super League this weekend that game on Saturday or game on Friday, sorry, Wadena and Drake. Really curious to see what happens there, along with Foam Lake and Davidson on Saturday. And then Drake, and then Sunday, Drake and Leroy. That's the Arctic Spa hot tub game. Drake's going to need one. Going to be tired. Drake and Leroy go at it on Sunday.
Saturday night, Neilberg goes to Meota in the Sask Prairie League. Meota should steamroll them, but I'm interested to see what comes out of the goon squad. Neilberg, how do they respond after kind of getting chirped a bit for running around? Be interesting to see. I can't wait to see the game sheet box score to see how many PIMs are taken in that one. Another one could throw in there, Odessa Vibank Saturday at Grenfell in the old Super League, the Coppell Valley Highway Hockey League. So I'm sure the Div 3's got a lot too. It's they're all over. Check them out.
There we go. Ritchie Brothers Games of the Week. Now let's get at the top 10.
This is the General Well Servicing Monday Nooner Senior Hockey Top 10.
All right, Shane Coffin, Mike Guy, you're up first. What do you you want to do the honorable mentions for the fellas?
HMs, boys. We mentioned at the start of the show, Carlisle. I'm going to give them an HM. And you know what else I'm going to check in there, too? I think they're playing pretty good. Barney mentioned they are rolling. The old Kyle Elks ends up on the number 4 there.
Nothing wrong with a little honorable mention to the Team Moose Jaw, Assiniboia. They keep rolling.
I think a team that is sneaky is Edam. They've only played 3 games in the Sask West. They're 3-0. Playing Wednesday night against Hafford and then bigger. So they're probably going to be 5-0, 6-0. They'll be 6-0 by this time next week, the Edam 3 stars. So keep them on your radar. Can't wait till they play Kindersley.
10.
Number 10 team, the General Well Servicing top 10 this week. They're staying in there. They're undefeated from up north. The fellas, as I like to call them, the Willow Cree Chiefs. Number 10.
Number 9.
All the way from out west, our friends out in Alberta, Wainwright.
Number 8.
Number 8 from the Coppell Valley Highway Hockey League. They were number 7 last week. They played one game and scored 12 goals, but they're dropping one spot. It'll be interesting to see how they make out this weekend. The Grenfell Spitfires, welcome home. Hopefully that rink can be a go this weekend. You guys are good.
Number 7.
From the Super League, good squad over there, and you better know how to say their name. The Winhurd Monarchs are number 7.
Number 6.
coming in there. They've been kicking around here the last couple weeks. The Langenberg Loose Lips.
The Warriors, yeah. Lange Vegas.
Lange Vegas.
Number five.
Number five. They lost a heartbreaker. Blew a goal, a lead, one goal lead with 4 minutes to go. Give up another one with 7 seconds left to lose to Davidson. Wadena, we're sticking with you. We're holding you at number five. I still believe in you.
Boston Creams.
Number four.
Still got a couple of weeks before this guy starts losing sleep because the playoffs are looming. Gubba, sorry, buddy, but I know there's a lot of pressure on you. Number four, the Balcaris Bronx, looking good and undefeated.
Number three.
Number three, Barry's boys, Amazon stock style. We like them. The Davidson clones.
Number two.
That's a big jump for Davidson. Woo! From not in to number three in 2 weeks.
Big shift here now, fellas. Big shift.
Number two. That's right. From the Sask Valley Champions League, the number two team in the province, the Blizz. 7-0. Perfect season. And we're dropping. Anyone want to elaborate a little bit on what maybe our insiders are feeling?
Too many goals against.
The number one senior hockey team in the province.
Yeah, because number one, the number one team in the province this week. This is all boots on the ground. This is eyeball test. This is strength of schedule. They look good. The number one team in the province, the Kindersley Senior Clippers.
What people are saying is Kindersley's maybe a more physical team, maybe a little tougher to play against. Really good goalie. New this year, Travis Child comes in. Kindersley is steady. I feel kind of bad for Keniston, fellas. It's like, what else can we do kind of thing? But we got a shift. Got a new number one team, and they've never been the number one team on this podcast. So congratulations, Kindersley and the Big Max.
Thanks to General Well Servicing, as always, for sponsoring the Senior Hockey Top 10. That's pretty much it for us this week. Next week, we're coming back with another one. Send your DMs, chirp us, go ahead on all the socials. Monday Nooner, you'll find us. And yeah, another week in the books.
Later. Have a good week.